I heard a joke the other day, and I heard it from Wolfman Jack.
Go ahead.
But it wasn't very funny. But maybe you can help me get it, because I don't get it.
I'm sure the Wolfman told it, and it was funny, because he probably howled at the end.
I heard a rerun of an old Wolfman Jack show.
Dan and Dean song.
Wolfman comes on, and he says, hey, 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 little Wolfman Jack. And then he says that he heard that some scientists came up with and invented a brand new product. It was mothballs combined with marijuana. He said it really protects your sweaters in the closet, but the scientists don't know what to do with 700 moths who are standing around wearing sunglasses asking each other what time it is. I don't get it.
That's a good joke.
I don't get it. Do you get it?
See, moths, it'd be hard for a moth to wear sunglasses because they have like little bitty eyes and they're like really far away from their head and they don't have ears.
And are standing around asking each other what time
it is. Yeah, see, heads in the 60s, that was one of the big things they did. Hey, man, what time is it?
I know someone who knows what time it is.
Who?
Greenwich the Mean Time Dog.
Take a bite out of time.
It is 4 minutes after 10 o'clock. Today is the 4th of, it's the 3rd of July, but it's going to be the 4th of July any minute now. And we're celebrating America's Independence Day. Today is the bicentennial plus.
Yes.
Plus, yes.
It is the bicentennial.
How old is America?
221?
221.
231? Let's go with 231. Golly.
Your math is terrible. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, actually, I consider the founding of America when we adopted the current form of government we have, which is the Constitution.
Ah.
Not when we simply said, hey, we're free from England, even though they still controlled us.
Yeah.
That's just me, though. I'm kind of a crazy guy that way. I like to reflect reality.
So we're going to celebrate the birth of America's independence on tonight's program. And in a few minutes, I'm going to tell you the story about how Friday night I was detained by the Pentagon military police. Stay tuned for all this and more tonight on the Chris
and Rob
Late Night Talk Show.
WAIF as a community radio station serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views of WAIF, its staff, or board of trustees. They reflect our own views or the views of our guests. Thank you for listening to WAIF. And now, Chris and Rob of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Okay, so when I tell you that I was detained by the Pentagon military police, you'll notice that by using the word detained, I'm insinuating that I was not actually arrested, strip searched, put into Gitmo, or anything like that. I was merely detained. So this story might be a bit anticlimactic. But if you just tuned in...
So it doesn't end with you getting a flashlight up your rump?
Well, there was a flashlight involved.
All good police stop stories end with a flashlight up the rump.
But here's what happened. I was telling Rob and Jim before tonight's show that I was going to tell this story. This is a true story. This happened to me Friday night. I was driving up to Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, to take part in some weekend pre-4th of July celebrations. And it's about an eight-hour drive from Cincinnati, but it took me a little longer because I got stuck in traffic. I'm on the road for about 9 hours. I pull into D.C. at about 1:30 in the morning. Now, this was this past Friday, and if you were watching the news, you're probably aware that Friday was the day that the London police discovered all these car bombs. They discovered like two of them. That they didn't go off. They caught them before they killed anyone, but I guess people in the business of being authorities on terrorism were probably busy that day, and probably all the alerts were probably out. So I'm driving in the middle of the night, and I'm going to visit some people who are staying in Northern Virginia. You got Arlington, which is where the Pentagon is, and then you got to go through Arlington to get to Alexandria, where my friends are staying. So I'm driving down to Alexandria, following along the Potomac River. When you get, if you've never been to D.C. before, I'll try to describe the traffic pattern here. You get off the George Washington Parkway in Arlington, right by the Pentagon, and you have to get onto the Jefferson Davis Parkway to continue to go along the river, past a couple of shopping malls and hotels.
They actually have a parkway named after Jefferson Davis?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Right across the river from the Washington Monument, they have the Jefferson Davis Parkway. Go figure that out.
Wow.
So, and this has happened to me before because I've been in town a couple of times. I always get lost in the same spot where you go from the George Washington Parkway to the Jefferson Davis Parkway, and this time was no different. I get off the expressway at the wrong exit. I pull into some lot. It was dark. It was late. I didn't know where I was. I knew that the Pentagon was over yonder, but I didn't realize how close I was to the Pentagon. I knew that I had pulled off the wrong exit. I needed to get back on the expressway in order to reach my destination. So I go ahead and I turn around. But I didn't realize two things. Number one, I was in a place that it's illegal to make a U-turn. And number two, I was on the grounds of the Pentagon parking lot.
First of all, I don't believe number one for a minute.
I didn't know where. I'd never been
to
this place before.
You probably saw the sign. It said no U-turns. And you said that applies to everybody but Chris.
No, not at all. It was dark. There were no signs around.
Just as the speed limit sign is merely a suggestion to Chris.
It was 1:30 in the morning. I make this U-turn, and I wasn't even turned all the way around when there goes the red and blue police siren lights. But this time was different. You've seen the Blues Brothers. As soon as the red and blue lights go off behind me, all of a sudden there's a dozen of these guys, and these guys are military police, and they surround me, and they all got the red and blue lights, and it was just like out of the Blues Brothers. A dozen of them showed up on a dime. You couldn't have counted one thousand. They were all there, and I was surrounded, and I was scared. I had never seen this many cops in my life. The cop cars all said Pentagon police, and these guys were all military cops. They weren't your usual West Side elder graduate donut eaters. These guys were in shape. These guys had short buzz haircuts, and these guys were not ready to mess around with a kid from Ohio. So the one guy who's behind me with his red and blue lights on, he comes up to the car very slowly. He's got his flashlight, and he's looking around in my car. But I knew immediately that he wasn't looking for beer cans. He was looking for bomb-making materials or some other heavy-duty terrorist stuff. But he didn't find it. All he found in my back seat was some rumpled-up clothes, a couple of fast food bags, and I think some peanuts. Got a couple CDs and a receipt for some gasoline that I had gotten further up the expressway. So he comes up to the window. He asks me what I'm doing there. I tell him the truth, which is that I'm lost, and it's 1:30 in the morning. I'm also tired because I've been driving for 9 hours. He takes my driver's license, tells me to sit tight, and I'm there for a long time. I don't think he's running me through the DMV. I think he's running me through the FBI and the CIA.
Scamots.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's pretty I think they're doing a pretty heavy-duty background check because I'm sitting there for a long time. At this point, I think the cops figured that I really was lost and not a terrorist, so they start to leave the scene, except for the guy behind me. Except for they don't all leave. Each one circles around me. And then they circle around the parking lot. So there's still a swarm of cops, but instead of surrounding me like the Indians in the wagons, now they're just driving around me, checking me out. After what seems like forever, a cop comes back to the car. He tells me he's going to let me go, but not to come back. And then he's going to give me directions. He says, are you looking for Route 1? I said, well, I'm actually looking for the Jefferson Davis Parkway. He says, well, that's the same thing, buddy. Go up yonder, turn right, blah, blah, blah. He gives me directions, but I got to drive through the rest of the Pentagon parking lot to get there. So as I'm exiting the parking lot, about every 20 feet or so, there's one of these Pentagon police cars sitting there with the lights on, and they're watching me leave. I felt like a VIP. That's my story.
When do you get the flashlight in your butt?
Well, there's no flashlight in the butt. The flashlight was all over the back seat, though. I think he was looking to see if I had a fertilizer bomb or something.
Were you holding?
I put it in my underpants.
Well, like they wouldn't have found it there.
Well,
you say these guys are real cops. These guys are the best America has to offer.
It was quick.
But yeah, they wouldn't be able to find it if you got it in your underpants.
It was quick. It was a real quick split-second decision I had to make there. It was quick. It was a quick thing. It was fast. It all happened quickly. Although I sat there, I thought I sat there for like an hour, but it was probably more like 10 minutes. Because, you know, when you're sitting there and you're waiting for the cop, it seems longer than it really is.
Mm-hmm.
So at least they didn't search me. They didn't make me get out of the car. So I guess from that point of view, the story is a little anticlimactic. But next time I tell
They didn't
it,
make you get out of the car?
No, they didn't.
They didn't even frisk you?
No. I think because he realized pretty quick that I truly was lost. I showed him my receipt for gasoline from 100 miles away because I got gas back in West Virginia or something. And I think he believed me. But next time I tell the story, I'm going to exaggerate it even more. And I'm going to go to Gitmo and back the next time I tell the story. What do you think of that? That's my story.
So that was the Pentagon. Was that cool?
In the dark from 100 feet away, it's pretty cool.
That's really big, isn't it?
It's humongous. It's the biggest Pentagon I've ever seen, actually.
Isn't it like more hall space, you know, stretched out than any other place in the world or some crap like that?
Something like
it
that.
It used to be back in the olden days.
But I don't think it's as long as the world's longest bar in Port Clinton, Ohio.
Could you roller skate around it?
I bet I could.
Do you think
you know I could.
You think it's how the generals get around in the Pentagon?
Uh-huh.
All the big fat generals are roller skating from place to place to molest somebody else's secretary?
Uh-huh.
It's Chris and Rob. Thank goodness we're Americans. WAIF. What makes you proud to be so daggone fired about America? 513-749-1444.
The devil in hell, we're told, was chained. 1,000 years he there remained. He neither complained nor did he groan, but was determined to start a hell of his own, where he could torment the souls of men without being chained in a prison pen. So he asked the Lord if he had on hand anything left when he made this land. The Lord said, yes, there's plenty on hand, but I left it down by the Rio Grande. The fact is, old boy, the stuff is so poor, I don't think you could use it as a hell anymore. But the devil went down to look at the truck and said if he took it as a gift, he was stuck. For after looking it over carefully and well, he said, this place is too dry for a hell. But in order to get it off his hand, the Lord promised the devil to water the land. So trade was closed and deed was given, and the Lord went back to his home in heaven. And the devil said, now I've got all that's needed to make a good hell, and he succeeded. He began by putting thorns all over the trees. He mixed up the sand with millions of fleas. He scattered tarantulas along the road, put thorns on cactus and horns on toads, lengthened the horns of the Texas steer, put an addition to the rabbit's ear, put a little devil in the bronco's steed, and poisoned the feet of the centipede. The rattlesnake bites you, the scorpion stings, the mosquito delights you with his buzzing wings, the sandburrs are there and so are the ants, and if you sit down you'll need half soles on your pants. The wild boar roams on the black chaparral. It's a hell of a place that he has for a hell. The heat in the summer is 110, too hot for the devil, too hot for men. The red pepper grows upon the banks of the brook. The Mexicans use it in all that they cook. Just dine with one of them and you're bound to shout, I've hell on the inside as well as the out. My hands are calloused July to July. I use a Big Dipper to navigate by, fight off the wolves to drink from my well, so I have to be mean as hell. A sheep herder came and put up a fence. I saw him one day, but I ain't seen him since. But if you're needing mutton, we got mutton to sell. We're cow punchers and we're mean as hell. Neither me nor my pony's got a pedigree, but he takes me where I'm wanting to be. I'll ride him to death, and when he is fell, I'll get me another one, mean as hell. I shot me a calf and I cut off her head, cause the boys in the bunkhouse are wanting to be fed. They rise and shine with the 5:30 bell, and the best one of any of them is mean as hell.
What's your opinion? Do you have one? Voice it on the air. Call Chris and Rob now at 749-1444.
Back on the air with the Chris and Rob show. It's our 4th of July extravaganza. Tonight's our patriotic show. And you know, nothing really expresses American ingenuity as much as American technology. You know, you got Japanese technology, you got technology from all over the world, but American technology seems to be
the best technology.
The best. It seems to be the most widely used technology. It seems to be the technology at the forefront of culture, and nothing could be more at the forefront of culture than the new iPhone. Have you heard about the new iPhone, Rob?
Kids call it porn in the hand.
Porn in the hand. I know, so okay.
Now it's all you're going to get on the bus. You're going to get on the bus and you're going to sit down next to a guy and he's going to be looking at porn the size of a bar coaster.
Okay, well
it's
now
be great.
Well, now we have our first caller ever in the history of the Chris and Rob show. It's our first caller tonight on the 4th of July special, who's using a real live iPhone. Is that correct, caller?
You know it. How's it going, Chris? How's it going, Rob?
This is Troy from Florida, right?
Troy from Florida.
Well, Troy, say a sentence or two, and Rob will determine whether he thinks that the sound quality of the iPhone is good enough for radio or not.
Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers and porn.
Just barely. Now, you know your iPhone doesn't have a GPS in it. You paid $500, $600 for a device without a GPS.
I do know that it does not have a GPS. However, it does have Google Maps.
Oh, big whoop.
And it's
got more flavors of porn than Baskin Robbins has ice cream, right?
It does not make ice cream.
So what it's like one of those a deck of dirty playing cards, because you can look at teeny tiny boobies whenever you want.
No, well, I can take my fingers and pinch the areola and then spread it apart, and it zooms right in on it.
Okay, hold on a minute. We're getting a little ahead of ourselves. Troy, what is an iPhone, and who makes it, and why do people want it so bad, and how hard is it to get one, and how did you get a hold of one?
Oh, hold on a second. Do I have the time to explain it all? Yes, I do. An iPhone is more than a phone. It's a personal computer, almost, designed by Apple in California, because that's what it says right on the box when you open it, designed by Apple in California. Yep, indeed. It's a digital phone that also surfs the web exactly the way you would surf the web you know, from a personal computer.
Can you surf the web while you're talking to us tonight?
I don't think I you know, I haven't tried yet.
So you don't know if you can surf the web while you're talking to someone? Because it's bad enough that people are talking on the phone while they're driving in their cars, but now people can talk on the phone and surf the world's greatest collection of pornography on the web while they're driving the car.
I actually think that we can. I mean, if you want, I can try it. And
Who the hell wants to watch them? On these TV commercials for this thing, they keep showing a person watching an action-adventure movie. Who the hell wants to see an action-adventure movie like Pirates of the Caribbean the size of a playing card?
That is just the
most ridiculous selling point in the world. And if you turn it upside down, it goes upside down. If you turn it right, it goes great. It's still, you're watching a movie which is meant to be shown on an enormous screen on something that the size of a beer coaster. I don't know. Go ahead.
It's 3.5 inches. It's a little bit bigger than I get. Like your playing card is a good example. As you're holding it in your hand, it's bigger than a business card. It's bigger than the video iPod screen.
Well, that's also stupid.
Yeah, you know. So you know, you're sitting on a plane. You're going, you know, from business meeting to business meeting, from New York to, you know, wherever, Atlanta, and you're bored. They don't have a flight on the plane. Hop on Star Wars: A New Hope, 30th anniversary. Crystal clear HD quality, you know, picture.
And Jabba the Hutt's the size of the Jack of Hearts.
Exactly.
Now, answer the rest of my two-part question. What's the big deal about them? Why does everyone want one? How do you get one? Why are they so hard to get? And where did you get yours?
Okay. I waited in line at the Apple Store at International Mall in Tampa.
Were you dressed like Harrison Ford, Han Solo, or were you dressed like Luke Skywalker?
I was probably dressed like an Apple Store employee.
I was going to say, or were you dressed like Steve Jobs?
Yeah, exactly. Green shorts, black T-shirt, you know.
Mm-hmm. You had your mandals on.
My friend went down at 6 in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I brought him down some breakfast and lawn chairs, and then I had to check in to work. I had at least to, you know, as a token gesture.
Troy, this reminds me of 1982 trying to get Van Halen tickets.
Exactly.
This is what it was
exactly
like.
Exactly what it's like. But so then we went down at noon, me and my colleague Chuck, went down and met our photographer buddy Dave.
They still have some left at noon?
I'm sorry?
I said they still had some left at noon,
I don't think
huh?
any place sold out that I heard of.
No. They closed the store at 2, stocked up the shelves. They opened at 6. They let everybody in to start doing it. By the time they started letting people in, there was probably about 220 people in line. The longest person that was waiting in line was there 7 o'clock the night before, so a full 24 hours. There was actually a woman with her 6-month-old baby that had waited in line since about 1 in the morning.
Child abuse.
The previous night, yeah. Actually, some people were very upset about it. That's one thing I can say for the line, though. Everybody was cool. It was a good cross-section.
No, they weren't.
It was everybody a good cross-section of society. I mean, it was weird. It was like, it wasn't all geeks, as you were implying, but it was all different, you know, gender, race, creed, age. I mean, there was, you know, actually some elderly people in line. There
now,
was,
what's the big
know,
deal about this device? Why does everybody want one?
No one's implied geek yet. The word is sucker.
Sucker? No, not necessarily. Have you used one yet in person?
No.
Do you own a cell phone?
Do I own a cell phone?
Yes.
No.
Okay. I can't go much farther than that.
It's 5 times better than the cell phone that everybody else. Most cell phones like $50, $100. So this thing is 5 times better than your regular cell phone.
Rob still has a traditional dial phone, but his fingers are too fat to dial it now, so he uses a pencil. he uses a pencil, but the pencil's starting to get wore out.
Well, it's time for a new big eraser pencil, yeah.
No, when I'm half a mile from home, I don't feel the need to call home, which is what it seems like a lot of cell phone use, it seems to me, is people standing at a bar calling their friend who's 5 minutes away going, dude, where are you? Or someone climbing in the car on their way home calling up and saying, hey, I'm on my way home. Or somebody calling you while you're at the restaurant and they're saying, hey, I'm on my way to the restaurant. hey, I'm on my way to the ball game, and you've already arranged to meet that person there.
Or some people, some people who are using their Troy. Hold on, Troy.
I'll meet you at the Joe Nuxall statue, 7:30. Hey, I'm on my way to the Joe Nuxall statue. No kidding.
A lot of people I know use their cell phones to describe how green the green light is that they're sitting at.
Oh, a lot of them do.
I'll give you.
Now they can watch Star Wars: A New Hope at the green light.
Yeah.
that's a good thing too. No, look, I'll give you a couple of examples. Obviously, I'm going to use it to call and find out what my wife's schedule is. Do I need to stop by the store? Do I need to pick anything up for dinner?
Honey,
so that's a given. I do that.
Right. You can't do that before you leave in the morning.
Honey, do list. No, because we have kids. They're on the go. Something might be running out. Whatever. Right. But on the very
my parents
opposite
left me everywhere.
Exactly. And the very opposite end of the spectrum.
Your parents, I'm sure, left you everywhere when they didn't have a cell phone. But go ahead.
No. Well, exactly. It's evolution, right?
Evolution,
natural
baby.
Selection. No, look. And then the opposite side of that is you're a salesperson. You're out in the field. And I'll give you a perfect example of how this phone could be used. Relative to my industry, I work for a company that manufactures large yachts. And literally, I could put the photo library for every model that we have on this phone. This phone can hit the web. So if this person is out and at a power lunch, or he's seeing somebody, another client, and they can use it to showcase our products instantly, and zoom in on architectural layout of the boat or something like that. So it has more features than just like calling home and finding out if you need a gallon of milk.
Okay, Troy, we're talking to Troy, who's the first person who's ever called the Chris and Rob Show on an iPhone. Troy, can you put your PowerPoint in this iPhone and then plug it into an overhead projector, so when you go to a business meeting you can just whip out your iPhone, plug it in to the the input for your overhead projector, and go from that? Does it have an output?
I don't believe that this first generation has that capability.
They're holding that back so they can charge you for it in the next generation.
Or it's coming, probably.
Yeah, when iPhone 2.0 comes out, and you
see the digital server that's going to project the PowerPoint presentation in the conference room. But no, I don't think you can jack it right in. You can, however, jack it right into your stereo.
Does this mean that
the actual dock that it sits on, that plugs into the wall or into your computer, has a stereo out, so it can go into your stereo system?
Troy, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Troy, does this mean that you just dropped $500 on a device that you're going to throw away in a year because they're going to come out with iPhone 2.0 with all the little features and accoutrements that I'm describing?
GPS.
GPS?
GPS. Don't forget GPS.
Did you just drop $500 on something you're going to throw away?
What we decided to do as a family is that if this next generation iPhone comes out and is that much better, then I'll upgrade to that one, and my wife can have the old one.
Why can't I have the old one?
Okay, we'll make it a lottery.
No, give it to your
wife.
Come
down and cook and clean for me for a month and a little something else on the side, and then,
Does anyone, if anybody wants to call in and talk to a guy on an iPhone, the phone number is 513-961-8900. Call in and say hello to the guy on the iPhone and talk to a guy on an iPhone for the first time, 513-961-8900.
Well, you mentioned all the business uses, and I believe that probably is very true, because when a guy is thinking about buying a yacht, you got to get him the pictures of the yacht as quick as you can, because, there's not that many guys out there buying yachts, so you got to really take care of everybody who's thinking about buying a yacht. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to just venture to say that there were not 50 or 100 or 200 yacht salesmen in that line with you.
No. But there were other salespeople in the line. There were actually, this is a good one too, there was actually a couple executive assistants that were actually getting paid to stand in line to buy the phone for their boss.
Your company reimbursed you, didn't it?
For this? No.
Yeah. Can you take it off your taxes?
You know what? Because I'm a freelance artist,
I bet
probably
you can.
Could.
Yeah, if you're uploading your art, you're uploading your pamphlets and brochures and your graphics.
Dealing with my clients, right, via email and presenting stuff to them. So, yeah. I think within that year that you buy it, you can, I guess, I don't know how the taxes work, evaluate it or whatever.
Well, tell your accountant that I said to take it off your taxes.
Yeah, my work. That's a very good idea. See, always thinking. You guys
now
are
you're thinking.
There for me with the tips.
But how much of it is you're on the elevator, of course, all four of you, whoever, however many people are on the elevator, are talking on their cell phone. How much of it is... That dude's got a singular. Watch exactly. This. How much of it is that?
No, you know what? Honestly, it's really not that for me because I've not been a big cell phone guy. I mean, my cell phones in the past have literally been to call the wife, hey, what do you need on the way home or whatever. That's the person I'm calling the most, or my, you know, another friend of mine if hey, we're going to hook up and ride our skateboards tonight, you know, whatever. So I haven't ever been that big cell phone guy. I got into the iPod a little bit, never bought the video iPod. I really think the big thing that attracted me to this phone, and I'm being completely honest, is the interface design. This whole thing with just using your fingers and zooming in on photos and being able to surf the web, and you know, it doesn't have a keyboard. All the keyboard is functioning as part of the touch screen. Really intrigued me because there's nothing else out there that's like it. That can do it, and that's what Apple excels at, is their interface, their operating system, and how you interact with, you know, your computer, or in this case, your phone.
Hey, Troy, we got a phone call for you on line two. In fact, it's a Big Shot Mac guy here in town. We have Don Hogel from Elon Technologies. They're a Mac service center. And Don, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Don, hey, you're talking to Troy. Troy is in Florida. He's talking on an iPhone. He's the first person I've ever talked to on an iPhone.
Oh, yeah?
You have an iPhone too, don't you, Don?
Yes, everybody at our company has one.
Are you talking on your iPhone right now?
I am not.
Why not?
What's that?
I said, why not? If you got an iPhone, why aren't you using it?
I'm using it, but
you're downloading some porn right now with it, right?
No, that's not true. You cannot download anything on iPhone. You're unable to download anything to the phone's memory and the iPhone. But the reason I'm not using it is because the data plan I have, or the phone plan I have here in Cincinnati with Cincinnati Bell, is far superior than the singular one they're offering with the iPhone, which you have to use, I just say AT&T, not singular. And I'm kind of hoping that there may be a way... Well, I shouldn't say this on air. So I'm saying that I have two phones right now.
you know, Don, I don't want to be critical here of your new $500 piece of technology, but why spend $500 on something you're not going to use?
$600. I'm going to use it.
Okay.
I'm waiting for a couple third-party, I'm trying to say this politically correct, third-party software guys to do some things with the iPhone.
Third-party what?
In other words, the phone is locked to use with AT&T.
Right, so why did you buy it if you didn't want it?
I want it.
Well, what do you want it if you can't use it?
I can use it.
Well, I mean, why do you want to use it as a paperweight? Why don't you want to use it as a telephone when it's the second...
Okay, here's
it's I, and then the second half is phone.
I'll just go out and say it.
It's not I wait.
It's locked to AT&T.
The slow network, the slow AT&T network, yes.
Well, there are people working on it to unlock it to be able to use it with other networks.
So you're going to do some kind of crazy bootleg uploading?
Possibly. Right. I'm waiting to see on that. If it doesn't happen, I'm going to use...
You're going to get some bootleg
network
software,
well,
or whatever they call it. With
Don, who is your long-distance provider of choice?
Well, Cincinnati Bell, only because they have
like
an unlimited plan for $100 a month. Unlimited data, unlimited minutes, unlimited texting, unlimited. And they share the same network
for
as
how
AT&T.
Much?
Troy, he said $100.
Yes.
For your
That's
phone?
Not, yes. No, anytime. It's, I mean, just period, unlimited.
But it's your phone and your internet?
I'm talking about this is a wireless plan.
So it's your phone and your internet?
On the phone, yes. Phone and data. They call it data on a phone, data.
It's $100 a month for a cell phone?
Unlimited, period, yeah.
Well, phone and data, though. You can download porn with it, too.
Use my cell phone a lot for business, and to get something where I can use it, it's about 4,000 minutes from AT&T, and that's about $180, $190 a month. Whoa. So I'm looking at spending another $90 a month to use the iPhone when Cincinnati Bell here in Cincinnati, at least, has a better plan out there of $100 a month for unlimited period. I don't have to watch my minutes. So that's why I'm kind of juggling right now, because I run my business halfway off a phone, and for some people, they don't want to get off those plans that are really great to go to someone that may be less competitive.
Don, if you can drop that kind of a bread on a phone every month, the computer fix-up business must be a good business to be in.
Well, you know, we were hoping to use iPhone for our employees, and that's one of the gripes out there if you want to get technical. It is a smartphone, but there are other smartphones out there, like Nokia uses Symbian, I'm a fan of. Sony Ericsson uses a variant of Symbian, which is called, it's like a Linux variant. It's actually number one in the world. Here in the United States, Microsoft makes the number one OS for cell phones, but in the world, the largest is Windows.
You know what now, I think would be a smartphone?
What's that?
A phone that told the user that the light just turned green and it's time to go now.
On the road?
Yeah, that would be a smartphone. It would interrupt your conversation and say, look, dude, the light just turned green. There's some more dudes behind you.
Get your... I don't know about that, because there's GPS systems out there where people end up in the river because they follow their GPS into the river. They don't use common sense, and I don't know if that would be such a great thing. But what I was saying about the OS is that iPhone right now for business use is somewhat limited, but I guarantee you through the near future, Apple's going to update the software to do a lot more than it's doing now. There's a lot of hidden features that aren't been revealed yet. So if you have an iPhone and there's some things you don't like about it, like, you know, wait, I really wish you could do this, I wish you could do that, it's probably going to happen. Apple is releasing updates to it throughout the year.
In another year, you know, they're going to come out with iPhone 2.0, and you can throw the first one away that you just dropped $600 on.
No, analysts are saying that the hardware will probably stay the same on iPhone well into January, if not longer, because to recoup the money.
January is only 6 months away, Holmes.
Well,
it'll be Christmas before you can say ho, ho, ho.
Apple tends to do updates about every 6 months to every year. There's some hardware that lasts a year, some last 6 months before an update. I think the Mac Mini, I think, has been a year since it's been updated about that. So that's about the longest it goes, a year before they'll update something. So you're looking about 6 months to a year before they update the hardware.
Don Hogel from Elon Technologies, do you have any questions for Troy, our caller who's calling on a real live iPhone, and apparently he uses it every day now?
I use mine every day. I was asking him how he likes it.
How do you like it, Troy?
I totally dig it. I think the interface is totally revolutionary, the whole touchscreen. The display is crystal clear. Really, so far, my only two complaints, I have no complaints with the AT&T or Singular plan. We are already on that family plan. I've had actually very, maybe luck is the wrong word to use, but I've had very good luck with the Edge network, being able to mobily, operate the internet, surf the web, do my emailing, that kind of thing. I have no complaints there. I'm disappointed that there's no Flash or streaming video support. As of yet, when you are browsing the web, you have a nice, awesome, slick interface, the best that's available, and yet when you go to use the web in this way that they tell you is the best way to do it, there's no streaming video or Flash. I'm sure that's to come, though. The other thing that I guess if I'm going to criticize it would be that I think some of the interface design is overly simplistic. If I'm going through my emails, for example, when I'm at the root of my inbox, I can't select all and delete all the emails that I want to delete at once. At least I haven't figured out a way to do it yet. There's no icon on the bottom that says select all. So you have to go through email after email after email and delete them individually, and that's kind of annoying. But again, I'm sure that these are things that people like myself or people that are in development with it are going to report back to them, and they'll start fixing it. Apple has always been very good about supporting its products through software updates. And, you know, I guess when you're not spending, you know, 90% of your time, you know, doing security updates to your software, you can actually do, you know, fruitful, useful updates to your software. So, but, I'm not disappointed with the data plan rates. I think for what they are, they came in pretty, pretty competitive. Their $99 a month plan is 1350 minutes and 200 text messages. Everything else is unlimited. And so, you know, compared to other, you know, midline plans like this, I think they're competitive. I don't really have a complaint about that so far, but
I would agree with that. It's just Cincinnati has a unique plan that's not with the Verizons and the Sprints and the AT&T's, and Cincinnati uses AT&T's network, and I like the network too. It's just more competitive here locally in Cincinnati is the only.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I think the AT&T network is great. I use it on the Cincinnati Bell plan, and I agree with everything you said, and things like your email is going to be fixed in the future. Apple is, like you said, Apple is listening to that. and they are updating things specifically for those things that people are complaining about or saying, oh, I wish it was better. I think that's all to come. And that's all software updates, which means you don't have to buy a new phone to get it.
Yeah, no, exactly. I think it's a great start for a great product. Like I said before, I haven't been excited, about technology introductions. I have an old G5 tower that I've had for 3 years, not one single problem with it, and I'm looking forward to Leopard, but, I wasn't excited about the first iPods, anything like that, but this, to me, was worth it just because of the way the interface works and the way the visual element of the whole thing, with the photos and being able to put the music on and everything where it is more like a digital lifestyle product than it might be more, it might be more of like a digital lifestyle product than a PDA or something of that nature, a BlackBerry.
Yeah, it's kind of like using your Mac. And you use a Windows environment and you use a Mac OS X environment. And OS X is kind of a enjoyment to use to where the Windows seems more like work. I think the phone kind of does the same thing. You use a cell phone, use it as a tool, like, okay, I'm using it because I need to make calls. But when you use the iPhone, you enjoy using it. Would that make sense, kind of like you do with your OS X compared to a Windows machine?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's easy. Activation was easy. I mean, it took 3 minutes. You got home, plugged it in. I just changed my number over. Like I said, I was already with AT&T. Now, my colleague was with T-Mobile and canceled his plan, so he was a new subscriber. It took 5 minutes.
It's very seamless.
Did everything. The activation was done, right through iTunes on his computer, and it was a breeze.
That's another feather in
Apple's cap, is that they just make it easy. It just works. It just works.
Right, and a lot of people don't know that actually Apple confronted Verizon. I don't say confronted, but talked to Verizon. Originally wanting to do it with their network, and Verizon, I don't want to say laughed at Apple, but they definitely said forget it, right, no way, because Apple wanted to control all those things so they can make it easy, because they were scared if they just came out of the phone but didn't lock it to one plan, you'd have to go through these, I'm sure everybody's got a cell phone plan, went to the place, and it's been a pain to buy, in line for forever, and Apple wanted to make it easy like all their products, and the only way to do that was to partner with a carrier and say, hey, we want this to go this way, and iTunes is the way you do it, as it's 3 minutes long, it's a couple questions, you put it in and you're in, and it's really easy. And Apple, actually, one of the reasons they went with one provider was so they can have such a seamless integration and a quick registration process and not have to go through the typical cell phone activation process that people go through.
Hey, you guys are great, and we're going to open the phone lines up here at the Chris and Rob Show to other listeners who might be using rotary phones or touch tone phones, or maybe even that old thing where you just pull the handle and get the operator.
Hey, I got one question for Chris and Rob.
Okay.
Do you guys post your shows as podcasts?
Why don't you go to chriscomerradio.com and listen to it on your new iPhone?
I can download a podcast and
you
put
can?
It on my iPhone and listen to it whenever I want.
Well, there you just segued into a good advertisement for the website. It's chriscomerradio.com. That's chriscomerradio.com. Don from Elon Technologies, thanks a lot for being on the show tonight.
Thanks.
If someone wants to know more about the services that Elon provides, they can go to
elantech.net, ELANTECH.NET.
And you guys fix anything that's a Macintosh or has an Apple logo on it?
We sell, absolutely sell, consult, service, everything in between.
And people can access your website now on their new iPhone.
They can. It works. We checked it.
There you go. And Troy, good luck with your new toy.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Happy Independence Day.
Yeah, ho, ho, ho. You guys are great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
There you go. A little geek talk there on the Chris and Rob Show. We'll be right back taking your phone calls at 513-749-1444. That's 513-7491-444 right here on WAIF. Now we're going to dance the holy cow. Get down. I Ziggy Ziggy Zumba. We'll be right back. They're from Northern Ohio. That's Proof of Utah. You don't hear Proof of Utah too much anymore, but those guys were great. And Rob's trying to tell me that they're still around, but they too canceled their tour. I don't know what's up with them.
Canceled their West Coast tour.
Was it Mike and Louie? Were those the guys from Proof of Utah?
Yeah, Louie and Michael, yeah.
This is the Chris and Rob Show on WAIF, and you're listening to Proof of Utah. That Dance the Holy Cow song is a classic. It's a new wave classic. This stuff dates from the late 1980s.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Proof of Utah, WAIF.
Chris and Rob say, hang up and drive, you idiot. You're listening to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF.
And you can call us now from your new iPhone at 513-749-1444.
Did you know you can help save up to 4 lives in less than 1 hour? You can't donate blood. Start saving lives now by calling Hawksworth Blood Center, 451-0910. Want to get a bird's eye view of downtown Cincinnati?
I sure do.
Then check out the observation deck at the Crew Tower, located on the 49th floor at 441 Vine Street, 579-9735 for more information. Tune in Thursdays from 5 to 6 p.m. for Larry Arnett's The Bottom Line here on WAIF 88.3 FM. Check out the truth behind the headlines. Check out the stories that never make the front page. Be informed. Stay in touch. Thursdays, 5 to 6 p.m. WAIF. And I am so glad that we won the damn Revolutionary War.
Because otherwise we'd be sitting here eating crumpets talking about the cricket scores.
We'd have our pants just barely past our knees, and we'd be wearing stockings and putting powder on our wigs and going, ew, 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 like a whole bunch of sissy boys.
We'd be eating truffles and crumpets.
Now we can go out and we can shoot a raccoon, we can shoot a possum, we can put it in a pot, and we can have it for dinner because we're Americans. And those stupid British people, those stupid, stupid British people, we have an empire upon which the sun never sets. Ha! Where's your empire now, Mr. Churchill? Ha! 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 We were the first chink in the armor of that stupid British empire. Now all those lame wads, all those pasty-faced people who don't know how to brush their teeth, they can all go back to England, and they can stay there because we're Americans now. We've got our Paris Hilton. You've got your Posh Spice. Enough said.
And what is cricket anyway? I don't understand it. It's like baseball. It's like soccer. It's like polo, but it's not like baseball.
Well, they have innings.
They do?
And they have hits.
They do?
Yes.
Do they have runs?
They have runs.
Do they have home runs?
You run home, don't you?
But they don't have home runs.
I don't think they have a home plate, but I do think the idea is to run home.
See, it's terrible then.
It's awful. And they have flat bats, like an elephant stepped on them.
Too easy. You might as well be playing with a softball.
Then the games last 2-3 weeks.
But good Americans and the Japanese, we play baseball because it's a good sport.
So that's why I'm thankful that we're in America, because it'd be stupid being in England.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were way the hell over there. What the heck did they think they were going? They think they were actually going to float all the way across the ocean and win a war?
You know what else I love about America?
Yeah, their minds. What?
DUI checkpoints. Did you see the map that was published in the newspaper last week? You can look it up online somewhere.
About the Sunday big feature said publicity stunt or actually crime deterrent.
It showed a little dot on a map of the Cincinnati region, including Indiana and northern Kentucky. And they put a little dot everywhere. There's been a DUI checkpoint in the last, 4 or 5 years?
Okay.
And you look at the map and you notice that there have been plenty of DUI checkpoints in the northern suburbs and on the east side and in northern Kentucky. But there's an absence of DUI checkpoints on the west side of I-75 and south of I-74.
They don't have them in Indiana?
No, in Ohio, west of I-75, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, and south of I-74, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, which is where 85% of all of the Cincinnati police were born, bred, raised, and went to Elder High School, leading me to believe that there's some favoritism in where they actually place these DUI checkpoints, leading me to believe that the police never scheduled DUI checkpoints on the west side because that's where they're all from. They don't want to catch their friends. They don't want to catch each other. And again, I challenge a cop to call me and tell me where there has been a DUI checkpoint on the west side, south of 74, because, of course, north of 74, it's all College Hill and Forest Park and Green Hills, and those people don't count. if you're a West Side donut eating cop.
You're saying within the city limits of Cincinnati.
Yeah. So, you know, come on, cops. If you're going to put them over in Hyde Park and Oakley, and if you're going to put them in Norwood, and you're going to put them in Forest Park and in Covington and Newport, Kentucky, put them over there down the street from Elder High School. Thank you. You cops suck.
If this was England, everybody's driving on the wrong side of the road. Everybody would get pulled over.
Right. It makes no sense at all. 513-749-1444. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And that's the phone number, 513-749-1444.
So we got the 4th of July, and it seems like in America, every holiday has turned into Cinco de Mayo or St. Patrick's Day.
Amateur night.
Every holiday is just another excuse
to drink and get trash and act like an amateur.
What
is that? Are you people hearing that at home, too?
Well, I doubt if they are, because they probably have turned it off after hearing that for the fifth time.
Right.
Every holiday now, no matter what it is, you pig out, you eat like a maniac, you eat all day. You know, now we're supposed to eat like 4 hot dogs and 2 hamburgers on the 4th of July. Uh-huh. And you're supposed to get drunk tonight. It's July 3rd. Everybody gets looped on July 3rd because there's a day off tomorrow. Every holiday. No matter what it is, as long as you can drag your butt out of the bed to maybe go down and stick your flag outside your house or go look at the parade that's coming down Main Street. But every holiday here in America, we don't care about. That's what makes us great, because the past doesn't matter. It's past. What those guys said in the Constitution about the right to no unlawful search and seizure.
Oh, that's out the window.
That's old news, man. That's old school. That's past. Why get all worried and caught up in the past? Who cares what James Madison thought about government? He's been dead. Am I right, people? James Madison's been dead for probably close to 200 years now.
Yeah, what really matters is what does Dick Cheney think of the government and what does Paris Hilton think of the government?
He's alive. She's alive. Madison, dead. Hamilton, dead. And Adams, dead.
What do you think of the concept that George Bush He's commuted the sentence of Scooter Libby, and he's probably going to pardon him too, but he's at least commuted his sentence. But when George Bush was the governor of Texas, he never commuted any of those death sentences, even for the retarded guys. And even when the Pope asked him to commute a sentence of a guy who was probably innocent and mentally retarded, Bush just chuckled and laughed and went ahead and killed the guy. What do you think of that? Is that cool? Is that American? Is that the cowboy way?
I think that...
You know what I'm talking about, Rob?
Yes.
Do you think our listeners know what I'm talking about, or do they have cotton in their
ears? I don't
know
if he does or not.
Bush commutes the sentence of a guy who covered up a corrupt government. It was only going to do a couple of years anyway. But Bush would not commute any sentence of anyone on death row when he was the governor of Texas. At the time, and I think it might still be true, I'm not sure, Texas put more people to death than any other nation on earth, except for maybe China. I think except for China and pre-revolution Iraq, pre-American invasion Iraq. Saddam put a lot of people to death, and I think China puts a lot of people to death, and then Texas puts a lot of people to death, and then after that there's other countries. But he'll commute the sentence of Scooter Libby because he covered up his own crime. Come on, people. Why did anybody actually vote for this guy? See, I think nobody actually voted for him. I think it was all a big corrupt scandal. I don't think he got enough votes to win in any state. 513-749-1444. Come on, people.
Well, Chris, I hate to disagree, but I think that's what happens when you get the power. When you get the power, whether you're Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, or the governor of a state, you let your friends off jail. But
you're going to let the death penalty run amok, and you're going to just start murdering the people who live in your own state.
Well, they're not your friends. When you're the governor or the president, even, and you can pass out pardons to your friends, that's what you do. And George Bush...
You know, Rob, if I could pardon you, I would, because you need all the pardoning you can get. But if I was the king or the president or the governor or whatever, I would not let all these retarded people and these potentially innocent people go to their death.
Well, that's two different issues. Maybe he should have pardoned some guys on death row in Texas, but him letting Scooter Libby off, man, that's par for the course. No one, when they write the history of this corrupt administration, that is going to be a minor footnote, a little blip on the screen.
You're right.
Compared to this enormous war going on in Iraq, and Bush knows, Bush, you know, I don't like him at all, but I'll give him this, I think he's loyal. He was loyal to that crazy Harriet Myers chick, had no right even being a nominee for the Supreme Court, and he's tried to shove her through. He's sticking by Alberto Gonzalez. So Bush has a lot of problems, but I don't think loyalty's one of them. I think he's very loyal, and if that means letting his friends off who maybe should go to jail for 18 months, he's going to do it. And plus, that's what you get. Why run for president if you can't get your friends out of jail?
This is the Chris and Rob Show. We're going to go to the phones now, 513-749-1444. What do you think about all this, Terrell?
Hey, I think you're very, very right. I think you're on to the right track.
Wait, are you saying I'm calling a chicken a chicken? And I'm calling a goose a goose?
Exactly.
Because, you know, these other talk show hosts that you hear on the AM radio, they call a chicken a goose, and they call a goose a chicken.
Well, I think you're right, man. As a matter of fact, I heard news from one of my cousins. He was in the Marines, and he's basically saying that the country is actually being ran by our vice president.
Oh, it's obvious. George Bush Jr. is too dumb to run anything. Dick Cheney, however, has got those horns and that swishy little tail, you know, and that forked tongue. He's the devil incarnate. You there, Terrell?
Yeah, I'm still here. Oh, man. It's just sad, man.
Well, what are we going to do about it? Apparently voting doesn't work because they got that all fixed up, too. You can't vote somebody out of office anymore when they're doing a bad job. So what can you do?
You know, it's funny. I had made mention of that today, too, to one of my friends. I said, watch, the person you least expect is going to want to become a president, much like us. Like Giuliani might make it.
Don't vote for him, people. People just rule him out. You know, Terrell, I would never advocate violence, but I would advocate a revolution. And if somebody had a good idea for a new American revolution or a coup, as long as it wasn't violent and as long as innocent people didn't get hurt, I'd be all for it.
Right. I would be, too.
All right. Well, thanks for your call.
Yeah, thanks for your time.
Well, keep listening and tell all your friends.
I will.
What kind of phone are you using tonight?
I'm using a Cincinnati Bell wireless phone.
You're not sitting at a green light, are you?
No, but I am sitting. I'm a cab driver. I'm just sitting here waiting for my fare to come out.
So. Really? You're a cab driver, huh?
Yep.
Well, tell me if this has ever happened to you. You pick up a fare. Maybe it's a guy and a girl. And you're sitting in the back. And they say, take me to wherever. And you're taking them to the airport or a hotel or something. And you look back and the girl's got her skirt hiked up a little bit, up her thigh. And the guy's kind of got his arm around her, and they start making out a little bit. Next thing you know, ba-boom! Does that ever happen to you?
I have similar events happen like that. How about trying taking a couple picking up a couple, drive them down the street to their hotel, and when you get the money paid to you, it's paid by the woman, and she's paying it by sticking her hand with the money down your pants and start playing with your, you know what I mean?
That never happened to you. You cannot even lie to us on the radio and pretend like that happened.
Hey, dude, not only did that happen, but I got propositioned by the male who was her husband to sleep with the wife.
It was an indecent proposal for a cab ride.
Yeah, an indecent proposal. Oh,
how much was the fare?
The fare was only about $5. She paid that, and then he threw $50 at me and said, you know, park your car, come upstairs and get away.
You are making that up. You are making that up.
Man, come on.
I've made up better stories than that. Come on, man.
This guy paid you to sleep with his wife.
it's kind of ironic, but a lot of that goes on nowadays.
Well, I remember one time I was driving a cab, and this lady said to me, hey there, Robbie the cabbie. I don't have any money for you, but I got something for you. And she didn't have any underwear on, if you know what I mean. And she was wearing kind of a skirt, and she kind of, you know, parted her knees a little bit. And I looked up in that rear view mirror, and I kind of looked up, you know, between her knees. And she said, hey, I can't pay you in money, but, you know, I can pay you in there. Yeah. And I said, lady, ain't you got something smaller?
Hey, you know what, man? Hey, you made my night for that.
Hey, Terrell, stay tuned and tune in next week and every week from now on, all right?
All right, absolutely.
All right, have a good one.
All right, you too.
Happy 4th of July.
Yeah, I don't believe his story, though. Do you? You don't believe it either, do you?
hey, man, it's a crazy, crazy world out there. It is a crazy, crazy world, man.
We're taking your phone calls if you'd like to call the Chris and Rob Show. I'm Chris, he's Rob, and this is Greenwich the Meantime Dog. Take a bite out of time. It's 8 minutes after 11, and if you have to be somewhere at 12, you got 52 minutes to get there. And we're taking your calls at 513-749-1444, and it's 8 minutes after 11. The weather outside is
delightful.
It is delightful, actually. It's nice out. It's about 69 degrees. And what else do we have? We're going to play Diesel Smoke and Dangerous Curves here for our friend Terrell in the cab. But is there anything else before we go to the break here? Say the phone number again, Rob.
513-749-1444. If you have a new Apple iPhone, 513-749-1444.
That's right. So give your calls now. You can listen to some of these shows on the radio, on the internet radio at chriscomerradio.com. That's chriscomerradio.com. And we're coming to you live here on WAIF tonight. And what else? We got 50 more minutes of this to go, so stay tuned. Call in. Keep listening. Art Bell retired again. He's retired more than the Who. Did I tell you about this yet, Jim? I'll tell you about this later. Jim and I sometimes stay up late and listen to Art Bell talking about UFOs and Bigfoot, and he retired again on Sunday night. And the Reds have a new manager.
They won tonight.
They did.
7-3. Brandon Phillips did a grand slam.
And this is my good friend, Red Simpson, and this goes out to Terrell.
I'm driving this truck on a mountain road. I got a hot rod rig and I'm flying low. My eyes are filled with diesel smoke. Hairpin curves ain't no joke. Diesel smoke, dangerous curves.